Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to I Am One, where I am one with the Creator and one with myself. I am your host, Donna, and I am just doing a quick pop-up tonight to do some tarot reading. I was scheduled Wednesday night, and Block Talk was having some issues, and it seems like they're still having some issues tonight, but at least I could get in. So if you're here and you're able to get in. I am available for the next few minutes to give you a quick reading and get you going on with your holiday preparations. So as I wait, sorry, got some twisted cords here. So as I wait, I thought, let me just start like I always do. Everything seems to be a little bonkers and haywire, but that doesn't mean we have to respond in that manner. So let's just start taking a deep breath and blowing it out. Again, take a deep breath and blow it out. One more time, take a deep breath. Hold it for a count of five. One, two, three, four, five, and blow it out. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and just pull a card for the collective as we have just crossed over the winter solstice mark, and many of you are getting ready to celebrate Christmas with your family and your friends. Many of you have already celebrated Hanukkah. Some of you will be getting into Kwanzaa the day after. New Year's is on the way, and so there's a lot going on and a lot to keep us occupied and a lot to keep us stressed and a lot to keep us distracted, potentially. Pull a card for the collective. Give me one second here. All right. Told you this was a pop-up, so we're just going to go with the flow here. So the card I am pulling, Four of Pentacles. So for the collective, oh, this is the perfect card for this time of year. Even though we're in the final hours, this card is talking about saving your money or setting boundaries. So as you're spending, as you are getting gifts or have gotten gifts and you're thinking, oh, if I could just get one more, set those boundaries. Don't cross the line that you have set. If you had a budget that you put together, do not go over that budget. You are not loved any less if you don't get exactly what everybody has asked for. You're not loved any more if you do. So don't put yourself in a situation when everything is said and done that on the 26th, the 27th, January 15th, 16th, when those credit card bills come in or whatever is coming in that's due based on the spending that you did now. If you have set your budget and you are close to that budget or you have met the budget and if you get one more thing, it will take you over, stop yourself now. Show some restraint because at the end of the day, those things will wear off, break. Many of those things can be replaced and it is not worth your health, your sanity, your sleep at night to put yourself in a situation that you're going to have to dig yourself out of for the sake of love, for the sake of a gift, for the sake of what the season is supposed to be about, or what we told the season is supposed to be about. So keep that in mind. There is one more shopping day left, but keep in mind, be mindful of your spending, be mindful of the boundaries that you set up, and adhere to those boundaries. That is the card for the collective. So hopefully there are some who will be able to jump on, but in the meantime, the other night with the winter solstice, excuse me, I did a ritual that dealt with release, because the solstice is about releasing. It is the longest evening for us in the Northern Hemisphere. It's the longest night of the year, the shortest day, and the longest night. And that means the longest night of darkness. And for many of us, we see the darkness as a negative, as a time of dread, as a time of, I don't want to face it because I don't like what it is sending my way. But in order for us to appreciate the light, we need to learn how to embrace the darkness. And in embracing the darkness, sometimes we need to have self-reflection, and we need to have a heart-to-heart with ourselves that we can come to grips with, this has been holding me back long enough, or I have held on to this long enough, and it is time for me to let it go. It is time for me to say enough is enough, or it is time to accept that whatever served you before has run its course and it is no longer relevant, it is no longer necessary or needed, and it is time to just let it go and walk away. Maybe it is a person. Maybe it is an item. Maybe it is an emotion that you've been holding on to longer than you should have. This is the time where we release it and we let it go. And in that ritual, I took a piece of paper, I wrote down a word that was relevant to me, and I burned it. Now, here's part two of that. Once you burn the paper, or once you set the intention, or once you make the resolution, as many will be doing in a week, what are you going to do after you do that? After you burn the paper, after you make the resolution, what are you going to do to walk away from whatever that was that you said you were releasing in the fire, in your mind, in your spirit? What are you going to do once you've released it? There has to be a corresponding action on the other side of that. So if you're letting go of doubt, if you're releasing doubt and you've burned doubt, then you know what you have to do? You have to start getting an optimistic mindset. You have to start looking at the glass half full instead of half empty. You have to look at the situation as, this is not holding me back. This is an opportunity for me to overcome, an opportunity for me to win in spite of, to succeed in spite of, to get the benefit of whatever that is in spite of. Basically, this is a time for no more excuses. No more excuses. Yes, the situation might be scary. It might be unfamiliar. You might be apprehensive to go through it, but it is time to go through it. Learn what you need to learn as you take that first step, that second step. You go all the way to the finish line. Learn what you need to learn. Grow up in the process and see the manifestation that you're looking for, that you've been waiting for, that you've been praying for, that you have been hoping for all your life, but you never thought you could get there. You can get there. But on the other side of everything that you said you were going to burn or you were going to release, that means now you have to put on your big girl panties, your big boy underwear, and you have to make it happen. You have to make it work. You have to persevere. So what are the cards telling us? As we have released, what's our next step? Now that we've released, now that we've put it on paper and burned it, now that we've put it out in the atmosphere and we have spoken it and claimed it and named it, what's on the other side? What's our first step? Card says Knight of Wands. That means now we have to gear up our energy because the new adventure has begun. It's almost like we're starting to be the fool all over again. Not a care, willing to try, willing to fail, but in the failure, willing to do that to get what I want, willing to try again to get what I want, willing to get back up after I've fallen to get what I want, willing to not stop, no matter how many times that may take to get what I want, even in the midst of feeling embarrassed, feeling humiliated. You know, your friends are seeing you fall and get up, fall and get up, fall and get up. And they have words behind your back that they're going to say about you. But you keep getting back up. That's your corresponding action. Treat this like it's a new adventure. It never gets old. Even when you get up, it's another new adventure. Same goal, same outcome you want to see, but a new adventure. You tripped and fell. Get up, it's a new adventure. Here's another try, new adventure. Get up, new adventure. Another try, new energy. Don't allow yourself to get depleted. Encourage yourself. Find someone who is not going to judge you, but keep you on task, remind you that you've got this, that you didn't get this far to quit, remind you that this time last year, you weren't even close, and look where you are now. You have no other option but to keep pressing. You have no other option but to keep going. You owe it to yourself to finish. Knight of Wands. So that's our new adventure. That's our energy. That's us gearing up to move forward. And so our next step after that, two cards? Okay, I have one here. Page of Cups. Keep your curiosity up. That's how you're going to remain fresh in the process. You've solved one problem. Let's get curious how you're going to solve the next one. Let's get our creative juices going. Let's get our intuition up. Let's get the antennas up. Which way am I supposed to go now that I've made it here? What's my next step? Keep your level of curiosity on high. Don't get complacent, the big head. Don't not pay attention to the signs and the warnings and the pricks that you may get within your spirit or in your mind's eye. Whatever signs that are being shown to you, seek those out. Research. Continue to be on, have a mindset of you're on a discovery. You're on a research. You're on a path to get to the end. And every little nugget that you can pick up along the way to get you there, you're going to pay attention to. So we have our Four Pentacles. That was for the collective. Now that we've released, we have our Knight of Wands. We have our Page of Cups. And then after that, what do we have? Sorry, I got another deck, so I got to shuffle that deck. So we have from this one, Queen of Swords. Now we're going to pick up the pace. Queen of Swords, we're going to start using our wit. We're going to start being, what's the word I want to use here? Good judgment. So we're gathering our information. We're taking our steps. We're looking at and we're listening to our mind's eye. We're listening to our spirit. We're listening to the spirit. We're listening to all the signs that are around us. And now it is time for us to use good judgment and be balanced in that judgment. That means we need to say the truth. We need to only speak the truth. It is one thing to encourage yourself, but it's another thing to be honest in that encouragement. Ah, I should have done it that way. My bad. Let me just circle back and fix that. That's honest. Not making excuses. Well, if this hadn't gone that way and that hadn't gone that way, it would all worked out, and that's why I wouldn't have done that. No. Own your own smudge. If you mess up, own your smudge. You don't have to worry about somebody else smacking your hand. Smack your own hand and then keep moving. Yep, I missed the mark on that one. The signs were there. I disregarded it. I misjudged. Now let me course correct so we can get this going back on track. Do you see the cycle? Do you see that this takes work? Do you see that we have to keep at this? It is more than a notion to just speak something and put it in the atmosphere, in the ether, and then expect it to just poof and work. Because it doesn't work that way. But when you get up off of your chair, get up off of the floor after meditating, get up off of your knees after praying, and you start to work and put your hand to the plow and move your feet one step at a time. And when you start doing that, the pieces of the puzzle will fall into place. And it doesn't mean it's going to go exactly the way you think it's going to go. But it does mean that if you don't give up, and if you make the adjustments you need to make, and if you have to come back to start and get it all together one more time, and you're willing to do that, and you're willing to not care that who sees what's going on, not care that who hears what's happening, not care that they thought they saw you here yesterday and you're still standing there in the same position, that you don't care what others see or say, because you know, yeah, I'm working this out. And you may have to enlist the help of others where they will come alongside you and walk it out with you, because that's their purpose in your whole scheme of things. It may work that way. But the point is, utilize what you have an honest outlook, even though you have the goal in front of you, and keep it moving. We have a friend that has joined us. Let's get him or her on the line. 775, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
I am okay. How are you?
I am doing well. How can I help you?
Well, I have found a gentleman who works for a place called Rocket Mortgage. He sounds very intelligent. And I am considering buying a house in 2024 or 25. His name is Brandon. Is he the right broker for me, or should I look somewhere else? And will I buy a house in 2024 or 2025?
All right, so you got a couple questions there. So buying a house in either 2024 or 25, and is Brandon the right broker? All right, let's tackle Brandon first, because that was your first question.
All right.
And I'm sorry, what's your first name?
July the 6th, 1951.
All right, let's see. So I have the Ten of Cups here. Ten of Cups speaks of fulfillment, long-term commitment. It sounds like Brandon would be the broker for you. It looks like the needs that you're going to have in finding this home and acquiring it, he will be the right one to steer you in that direction.
Good.
So then let's see, will it be 2024 or 2025? All right, I have the Ten of Wands. Ten of Wands talks about some stress, some burdens that might come with that. So you know what? If you're okay, I'm going to pull out my pendulum for this one because it doesn't necessarily say no for 2024. It doesn't necessarily say yes for either year. But let me go to the pendulum to see if we can get a little more clarity, if you don't mind.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Okay. Will 2024 be the year to buy the home? The pendulum is giving a back and forth, and that is a no. So it looks like 2025 would be the better year for you to consider. Now, that doesn't mean things won't turn in that direction for 2024, but the likelihood, according to, you know, according to the reading today, it will probably be better to hold off or continue to go through the process and expect that it would be closer to 2025, even if it would be this time next year towards the end of 2024 going into 2025. That's what it's looking like.
Okay. And did the pendulum say yes for 2025?
It said no for 2024.
Right. So
did
you
want to hear
the pendulum?
If it specifically says? You want to hear if it actually specifically says yes for 2025?
Yes, because I used to do the pendulum, and I always like
the confirmation.
I just want to see if you don't mind.
I don't. All right. Will the house be bought in 2025? It is giving a slight yes. So, again, I think it is more towards the end of 2024 into 2025. So it looks like it's going to be around that overlap there. So I wouldn't be surprised if towards the end of 2024, you know, you may get a yes on the deal, but then actually close in 2025. So it looks like it may be something like that.
Okay. And there was something recently that occurred. Can I share it with you real quick?
Sure.
I really was way overdue to buy a new mattress. And I was going to settle for nothing but a very expensive one from a store that has an M and then there's a C in it. And there's a beautiful man. His name is Eric. And I believe in his goodness. I do. And he's very knowledgeable. And it was ultimately my decision, but I chose a mattress that I just hated. And usually what they do is you have 120 days to sleep on it, and then you can switch it out, but you're going to pay 15% restocking, and 15% on $5,000 is $750. Anyway, I talked to him and his manager, and there's more to this than what I'm saying on the air, but it was something to do with the delivery. So they agreed that I could do one switch out and they would not charge me the 15%, which is fantastic. And it's the original mattress that I wanted to buy anyway. And that mattress is called the Black Diamond Beauty Rest Plush. And it's supposed to be really, really plush and comfortable. And will I fall in love with that mattress when it's delivered in a few weeks?
Well, let's see. Possible. The Two of Wands talks about weighing the decision. So if this is the one that you're really looking forward to, it is possible that that one will be the one that you are going to want and keep.
Okay. And you know what? I have worked with the public for 22 years, and I believe you get a lot further with a spoonful of sugar. And I did do this from my heart. When it was a conference call and when his supervisor came on, I took that moment to say, please know it's nothing to do with this gentleman. He's very smart. He's always treated me with professional courtesy. So, mm-hmm. and I did that from my heart. And so I hope he appreciated that. And it's been quite a challenge, though. But I must have handled it just right. Well, how would he react if I text him maybe in 3 weeks and say, can you help me with the purchase of a couch? Would he think, oh, no? Or would he think, oh, great, it's Wendy?
Well, like you said, you've handled it well, so I don't see why that would be an issue. I'll pull one more card because I have a couple others that have popped on that are waiting. So let me pull this last card for you.
All right.
And let's see.
I really wanted harmony and goodwill.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have Pentacles. It doesn't look like it's going to be as positive. So I would say don't be surprised if it's not.
If what is not?
I said it doesn't look like it's going to be as positive of an exchange. So don't be surprised if it's not. That doesn't mean it's going to be flat out no, but there may be some pushback. So don't be surprised if you get that.
Oh, I wasn't going to make an exchange. I was going to ask him if he'd like to ring up a sofa for me, a couch. Would he not want to be
right.
involved in that?
Right. So that's where I'm going with that. He may not be interested or as interested at first. So don't be surprised if it goes in that direction.
All right. Well,
okay.
I do thank you. And I found a couch I wanted anyway at Lamps Plus. So
okay.
But I like to be on good terms with everybody.
Of course. And sometimes it just doesn't work out that way.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling in. You have a good night. Merry Christmas to you.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 203. Oops. Hold on 1 second.
Hi. Good evening.
203. How are you?
Oh, it's been a struggle. How are you doing?
I'm okay. So you were able to get in. I know Blog Top is having some issues tonight, but a couple of you are starting to get in, so I'm glad to hear that. What's going on
you know,
with
what's
you tonight?
What's amazing is they've had issues for at least over a week. And
yeah.
It's interesting. The hosts seem to wonder if it's them and not Blog Talk. I'm surprised that there's no communication from Blog Talk. You know, I don't know. It's been
yeah, I was supposed to be on Wednesday night, and as soon as I logged in, I saw the message that they were having technical difficulties. They were trying to, you know, work it out. I couldn't get in at all.
Wow.
One person was able to get in, but I couldn't even connect with that one person. So, yeah, I jumped on tonight just to do a pop-up since I missed Wednesday night, and they're still having the same issues, but at least I could get in tonight. I tried
yeah.
both on my computer and my personal phone just calling in as the host, and at least tonight I was able to jump on. So thankful for that. It's the little things. We'll
yeah.
take them as we can get them.
Right. Thank you for doing the pop-up. Yeah, seriously.
Oh, sure.
We're probably heading into 2 weeks, I think, with these problems. So, it's,
oh, wow.
It's
that retrograde.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it, too. Yeah.
I think so, because that's pretty much when it started.
Yep, exactly.
I don't know if this is too general a question, but I'm actually looking for a final relationship. I'm 70, so I would like to kind of have everything in this relationship. But do you see that coming? And I'm also have concerns about financial security.
Okay. All right, let's see what we get from the cards. So when you say final relationship, are you looking to go the whole nine? Are you looking just more companionship? What's your desire?
Oh, I'd love to go the whole nine. It's been 35
okay.
years since I've been in a relationship, so there's a lot I've not experienced for quite some time.
Okay. Well, I pulled the Ten of Swords on this one, so you may find a person that you're compatible with, but it doesn't look like it would be long-lasting. I'm going to pull another card, see if I can get a little more clarity here. But it is going to spark some new... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm wondering if you're picking up on what just happened. It was a very painful, swift ending. And very interestingly, this guy called me tonight, and I did not answer. Out of the blue, he called.
Yeah, because the Ten of Swords shows that you're being betrayed in a major way and being stabbed
absolutely.
In the back. And Okay. So then I pulled the Page of Swords, and the Page of Swords speaks to new ideas and some curiosity. So you're coming out of one and you're willing to step into the next. So I'm going to pull another one since you have given that context, because that makes more sense to me.
It's bizarre that he called tonight, truly.
Right.
And here I am speaking with you. Yeah.
Okay, and now I have the Eight of Cups. And the Eight of Cups, yeah, you're walking away and you're on your way to the new. So I see the possibility there. Now, again, it's not speaking about long term, but it is speaking to the fact that it's okay for you to move forward, and move forward you should.
Right.
Okay.
do you think it's just too early to ask you, or that's what you're really seeing? Not long term.
That's what I'm really seeing, that you are at the beginning of this new adventure, this new sightseeing. I'm going to say it that way. So, yeah, you're at the very beginning of this, so just let it play out the way it plays out.
Great. All right. Listen,
keep your antenna
you.
Up. Yeah, keep your antennas up. But, yeah, you're at the starting line. So you take it step by step, and you make it work for you, okay?
Right. Thank you, and happy holidays to you. I'm so glad you could pop up.
Oh, sure. You had a question about your finances?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Sure. What's your specific question about it?
Well, I'm in the throes of that. Well, let's see. Actually, I'll ask you, someone has inquired about helping his mother who has Alzheimer's, but evidently she's easy. 2 days a week, that would help me tremendously with my finances. Real tough. Do you see that coming through, and do you see it being a good job?
I do. I picked the Page of Cups, and it speaks about a good partnership.
Good.
So, yeah, that is promising. I would investigate that some more and see how you can make that work for you.
Great. All right. I appreciate that. Appreciate you answering me.
Oh, you're welcome.
All my questions. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a good night.
Thank you. I'll hang on and listen. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. All right. 780. Good evening to you.
Yes. Thanks for taking my call. And season's
blessings
to you.
Sure. How are you tonight? Oh, you as well.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm doing good. Doing great.
What's your question for tonight?
My question is that, we're going into 2024. It's going to be a really interesting year. So I wonder what the cards say for me, maybe for preparations for 2024, and maybe a question on job security.
All righty. Give me one second.
Thank you.
Sure. Ten of Cups. Things are promising for 2024. Opportunities are there. Keep your eyes open. Keep your antenna up. Don't take any small sign for granted when it comes your way. Investigate. Okay?
Right. Research. Yeah.
All right. Now, let's pull for the job. Okay. Six of Swords. You're relocating. You're moving on. I don't know what that means for you, whether that's moving in a different line of career, if that's relocating from one city to the next or one state to the next. Only you know that, but there's a relocation. You're not looking back. You're looking forward. So make your preparations if things come along that way for you, and be ready to move. Don't hesitate. Be ready to move.
Okay. It's an interesting year. Okay.
Yeah. I wish you well.
Well, thank you much. I'm very grateful for that.
You're welcome. You have a good holiday.
Yeah. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. 678. Good evening to you.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
I'm calling. If you could look out to see if Tony wants to have a relationship with me or just wants a non-relationship, I guess.
Oh, okay. So you wanting to know more if it's romantic or just platonic?
Yes.
Okay. Eight of Wands speaks about speed and progress. So there's a possibility that he is looking to move in that direction, that he is willing or interested in taking it to the next step.
So if he, we had plans today and he canceled because supposedly he had to babysit the grandkids, but I think it's true, but I think it's disrespectful because we had plans, and it's just the way he did it. And then when I called him, he won't pick up the phone.
Okay.
So what's that all about? Is he just –
well,
that I can't deal with. It's disrespectful to me.
All right. I got the Hanged Man. So the Hanged Man – I think he's wanting to take it to the next step. He is just not willing to sacrifice just yet to make it all work out. So you guys may have to have some more communication time to you especially set your boundaries on what you will or won't, you know, put up with or tolerate, and just have that hard conversation. But it does look like he is interested, but he may be holding out for whatever reason, and you'll have to get to the bottom of that.
Is he seeing anyone else?
Is he seeing anyone else? Is that was that your question?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It doesn't look like it. Queen of Wands. And this is speaking more about your confidence than it is about him.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think this card is speaking more about your confidence than it is about what he may be doing behind your back. So you need to get some assurity of yourself that whatever way it goes, you're still going to be whole and okay.
Yeah, I definitely will. I just don't understand. He's the one that's trying to pursue me again, and then he wants to play games. I'm too old for this. I didn't ask you to come back. You're coming back on your own. So
that's the conversation you're gonna have. That's the conversation you're gonna have to have with him. It looks like he is interested, but you know, like what you're saying, you're too old and not too old, but you don't have to put up this no matter what age you are. But you have to be willing to have that conversation and walk away if it comes to that.
How will it be tomorrow when I see him?
Right. Let's just see.
Thank you.
Sure.
I just don't understand. I don't.
it's it's going to be impulsive. It's going to be like things are just coming out of the wind. It's Knight of Wands. It's just going to be out of the blue, from left field. It's not going to be concrete. It's just going to be very whimsical and not a fun way. So, again, be ready to have the conversation.
Is he going to have a conversation back? Because he just goes cold. And, like, I just called him. When he canceled, I called to go, can you explain that a little bit disrespectful? It's just how it was set, because we were supposed to have plans, and we only have a shortened window this weekend. So that's where it's not that the plans are canceled. It's you wanted to do this weekend. I rearranged my schedule, and then you cancel? It's just like, who are you?
I'm telling you, sister, you're going to have that conversation and be ready to walk away if it comes to that. Because the cards have explained everything and has made it crystal clear for you. You know what he has done, and the cards are pretty much confirming that. So now you're going to have, if he came to you, you're going to have to tell him just what you told me. You started this.
But is he going to do better? He's just going to stay the same, because I don't have time. I have to let down my blade. You know what I mean? I don't trust, even if he said, yes, I will try to change your right, I don't even think I would believe it, because he's whimsical. He's a Pisces. And I'm a Leo. It's just like, it works and it doesn't work on a sense. So you see what I'm saying? I don't think he thinks he's done anything wrong.
And so you are going to have to set the boundaries and let him know these are the lines that you are not going to be able to cross. And if you do, I'm okay walking away.
Anything else?
Yeah, you can't, because you can't control what he does, but you can control what you will accept. And there's the bottom line for you. You can control what you will accept.
So do you see him being better?
From what I have here, no.
Me either. Thank you.
I don't need to pull another card to tell you that. Yeah, I don't see. I mean, I don't need to pull another card to tell you that. But what I do see is, yes, he is interested. He's holding back for whatever reason. But you're going to have to draw the line for him. And if he crosses it, then he knows that chance is done. And you're going to move on, and you're going to be okay with it, and he'll be left in the dust.
I agree, 100. Thank you. I agree.
You
totally.
Are welcome. You have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. I have one more. We'll get through you, and we will call this pop-up a night. I appreciate all of you jumping on. I'm glad you could get in. All right. Last caller, 917. Good evening to you.
Good evening. This is Ashiel from New York. Happy holidays.
Ashiel, how are you, my friend?
Not bad. How are you doing?
I am well, thank you. What's going on?
Just have a quick question. I'm going to give you two initials, JP.
Okay.
And I just want to see what does JP feels about me, or whatever energy that's around does.
Okay. All right, let me give a quick shuffle. JP, how's JP feeling? Ooh, okay. JP's taking some initiative towards you. JP is feeling like something can be created between the two of you. That's looking very positive, very much so.
It's fairly new. And, the reason I ask is because now we're going into a new year. So whatever is not serving me, I've got to leave it behind. So I want to make sure.
Right.
You know what I mean? because I don't want to go to the next year with question marks.
The card I pulled was the Empress card, and the Empress card, she is sitting on her throne, and she is ready to do whatever. She has prepared. She has her her wand in her hand. She's ready to go. She has her goal in mind, and she is set. She has a waterfall that is on the side of her. So, yeah, she's ready to make things happen. So I would not be surprised if she starts giving you some ideas, starts giving you some hints, starts giving you some directives, and you will be led to follow through.
Sounds good.
How long that will last, that card doesn't tell me that, but it does tell me that it is very positive. JP is very positive.
So do you, my last question, do you see a relationship there?
Let me pull one more card. I don't want to say yes off the bat. Let me pull a clarifier for you. But the Empress is ready to go. But let me see.
Okay.
I like pulling for you.
What is it?
King of Swords. Yes, but there's going to be some self-discipline involved in this. So when you guys get to that point, you will know exactly what that means, and you will have to walk it out. But yes, there is a very strong possibility for a good, solid relationship.
Okay. I'm good. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
You are welcome. Have a good holiday.
Same to you. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Thank you for hopping on this pop-up tarot night. Like I said, Wednesday night was a bust, so I thought I'd give it a try tonight, and I appreciate all of you being able to get in and hop on. I hope that what was said that you can take heed to and make it work for you, and you do the next steps that's necessary to see it all the way through. For those of you who celebrate Christmas, may you have a very Merry Christmas with your family and your friends. Be safe. Have a good new year if I don't talk to you before. And with that, peace and blessings to you all. Good night.